Welcome back to Steelers Live, everyone. The final Tomlin Tuesday of the 2017 season. We're going to go through some quick hits of different things Coach Tomlin touched on during his final press conference. We're going to start with the quarterback sneak. There were two fourth and one situations. A lot of fans, a lot of media, players wondering about the play calling and what happened today. Coach Tomlin was asked, due to Ben saying on his radio show today that he is willing to do a quarterback sneak but is not allowed to, would he make that a bigger part of their offense next season?
That's one of the best things about that guy. His will is continually on display, particularly at those critical moments, man. He wants to be the guy. He wants to be the reason why. I work to not stifle that. I encourage that. I appreciate that. But then we make decisions that we deem appropriate in circumstances. So it may include what you talked about. It may not include what you talked about. Sometimes coming to those decisions has nothing to do with his skill set or what he's willing to do. It might just be based on what the opponent does.
You know, another thing that Mike Tomlin talked about, since we are into the offseason and the Steelers lost in the divisional round, that means that Steelers coaching staff will be going to the Pro Bowl to coach the AFC squad in the game that is the weekend between the championship games and the Super Bowl. And, you know, since we are now into the NFL offseason, things will be happening, and sometimes things overlap a little bit. And what overlaps a little bit with this, the Pro Bowl, is the Senior Bowl, which is, I would refer to it as the premier gathering of draftable talent that will be kind of on display in Mobile, Alabama for a week of practice, and then the game, which is usually anticlimactic to the actual practices, which scouts and coaches seem to find more valuable in trying to evaluate these guys than the actual game. And so, one of the things the Steelers coaching staff will not be able to do as they would normally is be in Mobile, Alabama for that week because of the Pro Bowl. However, all of this stuff is on video, and even when the coaches as a staff are all in Mobile, Alabama, when they come back, they spend a lot of time going over that video of, as I mentioned, the practices, which are conducted by NFL coaching staffs, and therefore give the NFL teams a pretty good idea, you know, of what these guys are going to look like running NFL style offenses and or defenses. And so, I don't know. What do you think, Missy? Would you rather be in Orlando or Mobile, Alabama?
Orlando.
Okay, there you have it. Wolf?
Honolulu.
Good call.
Well, that's not a choice, so it's unanimous. It's Orlando. But I don't think that the Steelers staff being in Orlando for the Pro Bowl is really going to set the organization back in terms of preparing for the 2018 NFL draft.
All right, Wolf, you are up.
All right. Well, this young man, Coach T, says there's no further update, but this is a story that's going to be with us for quite some time. And this is a young man who, God bless him, when you see him at the stadium and you see him up on the Jumbotron, there is such joy and love pouring out of the stands and prayers for Ryan. It's all good stuff. And one of the things that Coach T was talking about, now that the season has ended, that the support from the teammates, because he's a brother, is going to be even bigger for Ryan. And you can see that when he's around, Ryan was around for practice last week. I saw him myself and got to hug up on him. You know, there's just that wonderful smile of his that gives you all that hope, because he's going to be fighting. He's going to be fighting through this rehab. And I think if anybody comes through and pulls this off, it's going to be Ryan Shazier. This is a young man that, man, God bless him. He is really some kind of young man.
Everybody wanting to win for 50 during this postseason run, and of course for the beloved late owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mr. Dan Rooney. Today, Coach Tomlin was asked about Cam Hayward expressing the disappointment that the team did not reach its final goal, and if he felt the same way too.
Man, we cannot win enough games to pay tribute to that man. We can't stack enough Lombardi trophies in there to adequately pay tribute to that man. So I share his sentiments, but You know, if the confetti would have rained on us and we'd have walked off with the Lombardi, it still probably doesn't express my appreciation for all that he's given me. So, you know, everybody has an opinion, everybody has a perception, and I respect that. But what he's provided me personally, I can't win enough games. I can't win enough championships.
And I think everyone probably feels the exact same way, too.
Yeah. I can't win any games or championships, but, you know, everyone who works here in whatever job that they have, I think would agree with that sentiment in the sense that, you know, whatever you're charged with doing, doing it as well as you can doesn't really kind of compensate for what Dan Rooney provided for us and gave to the National Football League.
No job too small.
Right.
When you see somebody like Mr. Rooney, when you engage with Mr. Rooney, when you've had your life changed by Mr. Rooney, and understanding that he changed the very trajectory of my life, that gratitude just spills over in doing the very best you can at whatever it was that you were given to do, as you said, doing the small things or the big things, what have you.
All right, that is our final Tomlin Tuesday, our final Steelers Live of the week. We are also taking some time, gathering some information, some interviews, some off-season content coming your way, and we'll let you know when our next
show will be.
Tomorrow is Wednesday, but it's no
Just a Wednesday.
Just a Wednesday.
We'll get used to it quickly, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for joining us throughout the entire season, and today we hope you have a great night. We will see you very soon.